Chris's lips would tremble from Rav Sheshes's knowledge of Mishnayos out of fear that Rav Sheshes would ask him to explain a contradiction among the Mishnayos. Rav Sheshes's entire body would tremble from Rav Chis's deep thinking and the questions he would ask. Rav Chisley asked Rav Sheshes if there are two houses, one on each side of the Shas HaRabim, and the Goyim enclosed the area in between the houses with a wall on Shabbos, can the residents of one house relinquish their rights in the enclosed area to the people of the other house and thereby allow carrying in the area in between? According to the view that one may not relinquish rights to people of another chatzar, even though he could have made an Erev with them before Shabbos. In this case, where they could not have made an Erev before Shabbos because the area was not enclosed, they clearly can't relinquish rights to each other either. The question is, according to the view that one may relinquish rights to members of another chatzar, maybe it may only be done where they could have entered into an Erev, but in this case, where they could not have entered into an Erev, maybe they can't relinquish their rights. Rav Sheshes answered, they may not relinquish their rights. Rav Chisley asked, if there's a Goy in the chatzar and the Yidin of the chatzar did not lease his rights or join in an Erev before Shabbos, and then the Goy died on Shabbos, may the Yidin now relinquish rights to the other Yidin and permit carrying? According to the view that Yidin may lease the rights of a Goy on Shabbos when he wasn't around before Shabbos and then relinquish rights to the other Yidin. So in this case, they only need to relinquish the rights and don't even have to lease anything from the Goy. Of course it could be done. The question is, according to the view that they may not lease rights from the Goy on Shabbos and then relinquish rights to the other Yidin. Maybe it's only there that they cannot do so because they have to do both things. They have to do two things, leasing and then relinquishing. But in this case, where they only need to relinquish rights, maybe it can be done. Rav Sheshes said, I allow them to relinquish rights. This is better than the case in which the Goy was not around before Shabbos, because in this case there was the possibility for them to have entered into an Erev before Shabbos. And Hamnuna does not allow it. They could not have entered into an Erev before Shabbos, he says, because they never leased the rights in the Goy. Therefore, relinquishing the rights won't work. Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel said, if a Goy is a member of a Chatzar, but the Goy also has an exit from his house to a large open area, he does not aser carrying in that Mavoi, even if he uses the entrance to the Mavoi the entire Shabbos, because we assume that he prefers to have the private entrance that he has to the open, large space. What if the entrance what if it has an entrance to a karfif, an enclosed area? So Rav Nachman Bar Abi, in the name of Ulfana, said that even in that case, he'll not aser carrying in the Mavoi. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef say, if a Goy of a Chotzer has another entrance to a Karfif that is only two Beisa in size, then he'll prohibit carrying in the Mavi because he prefers the Mavi entrance. If the Karfif is larger than two Beisa, he will not prohibit carrying in the Mavi. On the other hand, if a Yid who was a member of the Chotzer didn't join the Erev and is thereby prohibiting the carrying in the Mavi, if this Yid has another entrance from his house to a Karfif, if the Karfif is larger than two Beisa, since he won't be allowed to carry from his house into that Karfif, he continues to prohibit the carrying in the Mavi. However, if the Karfif is two Beisa or less, we consider that entrance to be his preferred, since he can carry from his house into the karfif, and he no longer prohibits carrying in the Mavi. Ula, in the name of Yechanan, said, although it's prohibited to carry in a karfif larger than two beisa, which is not enclosed for residential purposes, deraisa, it's still Rishus HaYochid, because it's enclosed, and therefore someone who throws into it from the Rishus HaRabim will be chayiv. Rav Huna Bar Chinan asked, the Braisa says, if there's a rock in the sea that's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, meaning it's Rishus HaYochid, one may not transfer items between it and the sea, which is a karmelis. If it's less than those measurements, items may be transferred between it and the sea. Now, how large can the rock be? Up to two beisa. That's what the Braisa says. Now, what's this last piece of the Braisa referring to? If it's qualifying the end of the Braisa and saying that if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, if it's larger than two beisa, items may not be transferred between it and the sea, that can't be, because the lower than 10 tefachim, if the rack is lower than 10 tefachim, it will have a din of a karmelis, and transfer between it and the sea will be permitted. Rather, it must be qualifying the beginning of the Braisa and saying that it's only considered to be Rishus HaYochid up to the size of two beisa, but anything larger than that will make it into a karmelis. This contradicts Rabbi Yochanan's view. Mara says, Rava said, that part of the Braisa is qualifying the unwritten inference from the beginning of the Braisa. The Braisa said the transfer between it and the sea is prohibited. It's mashma that one may carry on the surface of the rock itself. The Braisa later therefore says that someone may carry on the surface of the rock itself only if the rock is two beisa or less. However, transferring would still be usher because the Braisa is Rishus HaYochid. Rav Ashi says a different answer. He says there are two gzeiros Rabbanan at play here. One is that you're not allowed to carry in a karif larger than two beisa that was not enclosed for residential purposes. The other is that you're not allowed to transfer items between Rishus HaYochid and a karfif. Therefore, when the rack is two beisa or less, since it's treated like Rishus HaYochid, and that one may carry on its entire surface, the rabbanan said the transfer between it and the karmelis is usur. On the other hand, when it's larger than two beisa and carrying on its surface is usur, they allow transfer between it and the karmelis so as not to get mixed up and treat the rack like Rishus HaYochid and ultimately carry along the entire surface. For Ekling Mara, why were they more concerned with not carrying on a larger karfif than they were with not transferring from Rishus HaYochid to a karmelis? Mara says, carrying on the surface of the rack was more common than transferring between it and the sea, and that's why they were only goyzer in that case. Zakta Gemara, the hot water set aside to bathe the baby who is to have a bris performed on Shabbos. Bathing him in hot water is considered absolutely vital to his health after the bris. And so once happened that this hot water spilled. Rabba told the people to get hot water from his house. Abaye asked, they can't carry the water because there's no Erev in this chot. So Rabba said, we can rely on the sheet of don for the mavui. Abaye said, but there wasn't even a sheet of don for the mavui. Rabba said, tell the goy to carry the water to the baby. Abaye said, he wanted to ask a question on that psak, but Rabbi Yosef didn't allow him to because Rabbi Yosef, the name of Kahana, said, if a psak is made under Rabbanon, allow the psak to be acted upon, and then you ask questions later. Okay, so after the water was brought, Rabbi Yosef asked Abaye, okay, so now what's your issue with that psak? He said, we know that we don't sprinkle the parah aduma on Shabbos even though it's only the Rabbanon, so why do we allow telling a goy a shvus over here? Why do we allow telling a goy to do something for us if it's also the Rabbanon? He answered, for your reason, it would be usher to tell a goy to do something that would be usher deraisa for a yid to do. However, carrying with no erev is itself only usher derabbanon. So telling a goy to do this type of malacha for a yid, which for the yid itself is also only on the usher derabbanon, that would be mutter.